Welcome in the fire chief for the North Platte area and the fire marshal as well. Dennis Thompson, of course, our fire department chief. And then we welcome in Mike McConnell, our new fire marshal, longtime deputy fire marshal. Gentlemen, thanks for stopping by the studio today.
Thanks for having us.
And some kind words that you both had to say about Chief Hudson a minute ago. He's going to join us next Tuesday before he heads out of town, but couldn't agree more with what you guys had brought up. And there's a lot of fun banter that goes back and forth, Dennis, between fire and police and a lot of cities. Here in North Platte, it's all in good nature, but I've learned as of recent that's not always the case throughout the rest of the nation.
No, unfortunately, there are a number of places in this great country of ours that there's a bit of a adverse relationship between the police and the fire departments, and that's just so unfortunate. We're out there to serve our communities, and the best way to do that is as Fire Marshal McConnell noted a little bit ago about Dan, just you do it in a unified way. You set aside your little quirks and differences, and you go about serving to the best of your ability. So we have been blessed, and certainly with Chief Hudson, that banter back and forth escalated.
just slightly.
Yeah, and boy, but it was fun. I'm going to miss that. I don't doubt for a minute, though, that I'll probably have some texts over the coming months and years, kind of keeping that going. So look forward to it.
Absolutely. So Fire Marshal McConnell taking the reins now in honor of the great fire marshal for a long time, the city of North Platte, George Lewis. So how's it been going moving in the new role from the deputy fire marshal?
You know, it's been smooth. You know, working with George for the last 3 years, I learned a lot from him. I learned kind of the day-to-day doings of what we will be out, inspections and whatnot. So as far as moving into position, it's actually been not bad at all, except my phone rings more now than what my phone rang when I was a deputy.
Darn it.
Yeah. So,
but wait a minute. Are you complaining next to the fire chief, though? I mean, his phone, he'd trade phone with you, I bet.
I bet so. No, it's great because, a lot of people don't realize that George did retire. So I answer the phone, and they're looking for George. I'm like, well, you got me now.
Here's his cell phone number.
Yeah. Call him up. George has said he will not be a contractual fire marshal, so I can't even call him up.
Oh, good. And Mr. Thompson, too, it's great to have this smooth transition. I know this was something that happened in your department, but this is another example of what the city of North Platte likes to do, have promote from within and have somebody work with their successor when taking over that role.
Absolutely. This is the way it's supposed to work in my mind. A number of years ago, I think all of us hope that at one point in time we'll be able to retire and go out and do something else. Several years ago, then City Administrator Hawks and I sat down and visited about the importance of preparing for someone to take a position when you've got an individual like George Lewis that's devoted over 40 years of his life to the city. You want to make sure you've got the right person in that coming up, and that's exactly what we did. We termed it transitional training, and Mike was in the wings. This is something that he had a great interest in. It's been an amazing opportunity, and we're seeing the benefits early on of that time spent with he and George spending together out doing, as Mike says, the daily activities. But Mike has just stepped in and done an amazing job already. And he's a guy that if you don't know Mike, you will at the end of the conversation, because he's outgoing, he enjoys being with people, and we're excited about what the future holds.
Very beneficial, obviously, working hand-in-hand with George for a number of years, Mike, especially because the guy's been around probably about the time fire was invented.
Yes, he invented fire.
Yeah, he was there.
He wrote the Bible, so he's been around.
He does that, in all seriousness. He has the silver hair, so maybe he'll be Moses for Halloween.
It wouldn't take much.
It wouldn't take much. And it's great, too, that you have the friendship with George, because makes for a smooth transition, and if need be, call him up, and I'm sure he's more than happy to help. No,
yeah,
George.
Yeah, I mean, he's giving me a hard time about, no, I'm not going to answer my phone, but I know how George is. And but I do have, you know, a lot of other assets that I have access to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can contact the state fire marshal's office, or our new deputy fire marshal now has actually come from us with the underground storage tanks with the state fire marshal's office. So having him on board also with his years of knowledge, you know, helps me tremendously. So I've got a lot of help.
Chief Thompson, you and I were talking about this when I saw you at the Chili Cook-Off earlier this month. I'd asked you had taken Deputy McConnell's spot on the Deputy Fire Marshal side of things, and Mike mentioned him a minute ago. Would you care to give us a formal introduction to him?
Yeah, we're absolutely pleased to bring on Brad Krikow. Brad does. He comes to us from the State Fire Marshal's office. And before that, a great deal of experience out in the Colorado, Denver, Boulder area as an investigator, plans examiner, life safety examiner. So he does. He brings a lot to the table. That's, I think, quite rare as you're out looking for somebody, especially with what we're seeing in the market
hiring
today.
Market.
it's great to have him aboard, and he's fitting in well. I won't say he's settling in. He's trying to keep up with Mike, and that's a good thing. But yeah, they're going to do. You're going to see a lot of the both of them here in the near future as they start doing some things. We hope by the end of the year that our especially our downtown businesses, these guys intend to get into all the downtown area and just help them find things that they can do to make things in their shops safer, and offer them some tips and help them do better.
Yep.
Sounds like a real diamond in the rough for a hire for you, Mike.
Oh, it's awesome.
Another great amount of experience.
Yeah, the experience that he has, you know. We have all of our code books, and we, you know, you can't memorize everything in a code book because they change it 2 years later anyway. But, you know, having the knowledge that I got from George where to find things in the code book, but then also now to bounce it off of Brad also, you know, hey, this is how I'm reading it. So it's really been beneficial for me to have him on board.
Chief Thompson, as we wrap up here, we are getting to the cooler temperatures, so what would you and Fire Marshal McConnell recommend to the public to stay warm, but also stay safe, especially as we may be bringing out those space heaters again?
Well, I'd probably better let the Fire Marshal talk about it more, but I would just tell you to stay home.
as much as possible.
Yeah, stay indoors. No, you know what? It is. This is when we start seeing an increase in calls as people fire up furnaces and fireplaces. We just encourage people to have somebody, a professional, come out, inspect those furnaces, make sure they're good to go, change filters, you know, have that chimney cleaned out, and just be prepared. Winter's here.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and with the space heaters, you know, make sure that they go into a direct outlet. Do not plug them into a surge protector or an extension cord. They just draw so much amperage that those cords get very hot. And we've had fires because of space heaters plugged into surge protectors and extension cords. And also with the temperatures getting cold, pipes are going to freeze.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that if that does happen, call somebody that is a professional with that.
Sure.
You know, don't go down there with your torpedo heater underneath your house. And, you know, bad things are going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Want to avoid all that in general. And
yep.
I think Fire Marshal McConnell want to avoid leaving those space heaters on for long periods of time unattended also, right?
Unattended. If you're leaving the room, shut it off. Make sure that the space heater that you do have is UL listed. I know that the space heaters have come a long ways, that if they do get tipped over now, they will shut off. They have
awesome.
A safety feature with them. But just be careful with them. I mean, I know a lot of people are going to be using them. Just be careful. Plug them into the outlet. If you leave the room, shut off the heater.
Chief Thompson, Marshal McConnell, anything else you'd like to add this morning, gentlemen?
You know what? I just encourage folks to get out in the community. There are a lot of amazing things happening in our city right now, and you want to be a part of it. Get out and see what's going on. There's a lot of activity.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yep. A lot of good coming.
Congratulations on the promotion, Mike. Look forward to seeing you in the studio more. And Dennis,
thank you.
It's always a pleasure.
Thank you. You as well.
More coming up on Mugs of the Morning after this quick news break on KODY.